Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin another busy day of broadcasting for 1 hour here on Political Coffee, the show where we hope to encourage you to change your world by talking about the political issues right here in our world in a way that allows you to be persuasive with those people in your world that are persuadable. Because that's how we'll keep America free. Let me ask you this question. In today's politically correct world, is it possible to get a fair trial? Now, there's a reason I'm asking this. As I predicted to a friend yesterday, when I saw the Derek Chauvin verdict come down, I predicted that the left would, they would celebrate. They would celebrate by rioting in downtown Portland, and that's exactly what happened. Because you see, the left is never satisfied, are they? It's never enough, is it? The gun bills, and we'll talk about a gun bill, the gun storage bill, toughest in the nation, according to Channel 2 Idaho News, toughest in the nation. All of this is happening in our world, and it is, well, to say that it's interesting times is to put it mildly. And it doesn't help that we have six Republican senators who've decided to sell us out. And our ability to defend our families in our homes, folks, with this gun storage bill. It's one thing to say that we concealed carry people who have to go through classes, who get a background check, who rarely, if ever, commit a crime with a weapon. It's one thing with Senate Bill 554 that makes us felons just because we're close to some building that's, quote unquote, been put off limits because of Senate Bill 554 allows that to happen. Just being close makes you a felon. Now, I mean, that's one thing when you're out and about. Now it's defending it in your own home. Because now you become a felon if you don't have it locked up or have a trigger lock on it, which means that if a bad guy's kicking in your door in a home invasion robbery, or maybe you wake up in the middle of the night like this one person did in the story, when a bad guy, she couldn't get her gun safe opened fast enough because this guy was in her home with a gun already. It's bad enough that we have all of that happening. Now we have the truth that you can't get a fair trial. Because let's say that you do defend yourself with a gun in Oregon. You know, you can't even pull a gun in Multnomah County, right? Because then you're like Michael Strickland, you get arrested, and then you get a jury, and you get a unfair prosecution, and I do hope that goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I hope they throw it out. We'll see. At any rate, you can pull a gun on yourself to defend your family. You could maybe defend your family with a gun. You could be prosecuted in this state. Can you get a fair prosecution? Can you have a fair trial? Is that even possible anymore? with the news media out of the closet, shall we say, of being full-on leftist. There's an interesting piece written in the Federalist about Derek Chauvin. There is no way he got a fair trial. And I want to read you this piece as we dive into this subject, because this is critical to the future, friends. We are guaranteed innocent until proven guilty, unless the woke media and a judge, who, by the way, may have purposefully created the circumstances by which Derek Chauvin could successfully have his verdict overturned. Now, that might be a little bit of a harder thing, but let me read this paragraph to you out of this piece today by Joy Pulliam. It is this. Quote, you think jurors would have been willing to have themselves and their families go into witness protection to venture a reasonable doubt about Chauvin's potential contribution to Floyd's death? You think they'd be willing to trade their lives plus nationwide violence for one stranger's life? If you think that, you know nothing about human nature. So is it possible in today's woke, absolutely leftist media, with politicians like, you know, social justice warrior Multnomah County DA Mike Schmidt refusing to prosecute over 700 people who engaged in violent riots for 100 consecutive nights plus in Portland? Do you think a guy like that's going to give you a fair trial? I doubt it. In fact, he'll throw the book at you, just like they're trying to do with all of these other people who were associated with the January 6th riot. The insurrection, as it's known, which is laughable, to put it mildly. The U.S. Capitol. They're being aggressively prosecuted. But the rioters who rioted last night in Portland, there's video of it on the Oregon Catalyst today. You can see it. Because they were celebrating the Derek Chauvin guilty verdict. And, you know, it was never going to be enough, was it? So the video on the Oregon Catalyst shows a rioter assaulting a cop. Now, I wonder if social justice warrior Mike Schmidt is going to actually prosecute the rioter who assaulted the cop. You can't get a fair trial. If you're a cop, do you want to remain a cop? If you can't get a fair trial in some places in America, did Derek Chauvin get a fair trial? Was it possible in any way, knowing what was about to happen? In fact, what did happen in Portland last night, even though the verdict was successful for what Joe Biden was praying for. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Thank you to several of you who wanted to join Art in trying to recall Peter Courtney. I have passed the emails on to Art. Speaking of Art, he's on the line. Art, good morning.
When did you send those, Jeff?
Just a few minutes
recently?
Ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This morning. Yeah.
I hadn't seen him yet, so okay. I'm excited about that because I was going to say, hey Jeff, no takers, and that makes me sad because, you know, Peter Courtney, he is the leader of the Senate, and he's passing all these crazy bills, allowing them to come up for votes. And so of all the Democrats, he needs to go definitely. Now,
so who would take his place? I'm serious. Now, not in terms of we know that the commissioners would have to replace him with a Democrat. But my point to you is, who would take his place as the president of the Senate? Any idea?
Whoever the Democrats pick to be the president of the Senate, because obviously whoever they put in there probably, doesn't have the experience and stuff to actually be the leader. So I expect they will put a loony from Portland in there, and you know how many loony senators there are from Portland. But the point is, Jeff, we have to send a message that our leaders don't need to be, especially the Senate leaders, putting ridiculous bills up for a vote, like the reparations bill. You know what?
Yeah.
How much money that's right. going to cost us? I mean, the list goes on, Jeff, and it's just unacceptable. And Peter Courtney used to be a moderate, but he's going far left. We got to hold him accountable for screwing us. But let me get to this verdict yesterday in the write-in, Portland. Number one, if they don't throw the book at the two individuals who's assaulted the police officer, we should all be outraged, and we ought to go down and march on the district attorney's office, because that's just plain wrong. Assault is assault, and those individuals should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Period. Yeah, but it was a mostly peaceful process, right? Protest. So, hey, come on, Art. This is what the left says, right, Art? It was mostly peaceful, things are burning in the background.
Well, and that's correct. But if we don't hold them accountable, or then we don't push back, Jeff, we are never going to improve Oregon. So we got to push back.
I agree.
Back.
Do you think that we are intimidated and we're no longer willing to push back?
Well, I think there's a fear out there of the bullies. I really do, Jeff. There is a lot of bullies out there. And you know what? I'm 65 years old, right? Okay. I hate bullies. I hate hypocrites. And of course, the Democrats say, we got to fight bullies, et cetera, et cetera. And then they turn around and they do the same dang thing with us. And let me tell you, fair trial, it's questionable anymore. I may call you back to talk about the verdict yesterday.
Yeah, we don't have enough time, Art. You'll have to be tomorrow. There'll be other callers. Thank you. Appreciate it. 6:20 in the morning. Back in a moment. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee. Today we're talking about, can you get a fair trial at all today? Period. Not just Derek Chauvin, folks, but can you get a fair trial? With the woke leftist media coming out of the closet? With cops and city council people and mayors and others being intimidated by Black Lives Matter. Can you get a fair trial? 503-589-1220. The Power Buick GMC talk line. Or has that now become impossible? Corby writes an email. He said, trial verdict. He said, we used to have trial by jury. By the way, if you want to write an email, it's jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. He said, we used to have trial by jury. Now we have jury-rigged trials. Shows how far we've gone when we allow corrupt politicians like Maxine Waters deciding who's guilty and who isn't, and inciting violence, too. I'm not saying he was guilty or not, because honestly, I didn't follow the case much at all. Have a great day. Yeah. Can you get a fair trial? Or is trial in the public now the way we are going to go? I mean, if everything is racist, right? And that's what's happening. Everything is racist. How can we expect a fair trial? The piece in by Joy Pullman, rather, in the Federalist is entitled, There's No Way Americans Can Trust the Jury's Chauvin Verdict. Subheadline is, a fair trial might have come to the same conclusion, but we'll never know. And never be able to trust this outcome because America's left purposefully made a fair trial impossible. She writes, given the circumstances of the trial, however, it's extremely hard to believe the jury was solely concerned about either truth or justice. It's extremely hard, if not impossible, for any thinking person not to have a reasonable doubt about the outcome, given the fact that he was high on meth and he had all these other problems, and the autopsy showed not that he was killed by a lack of oxygen, but other causes. Didn't matter. She writes, we know the judge in the case refused to sequester jurors from media coverage and outside influences during the trial, and that the pressure conveyed to them was beyond intense. It was made perfectly clear to them that the nation would be engulfed in flames if they expressed that they did in fact have a reasonable doubt for whether Floyd's death was Chauvin's fault. Before I go any further and go back to the phones, let me just thank once again one of our great advertisers that we are blessed to have on the show and on this radio station. That's Freedom Heating and Air, right here in Salem, been here for well over 40 years. These folks believe in liberty. They believe in freedom. They have great discounts for veterans who fought for freedom, but also for seniors or just ordinary folks like you and I who want our home or our business to be more comfortable for us. That's what they do. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website. Check them out. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Joy continues in this piece. She says, the entire bloody year of 2020 in which unprecedented murderous riots swept the nation. Remember, over 200 consecutive nights of violent protest in downtown Portland. She says, was premised on the incident that led to this trial. Everything last year was premised on the George Floyd. At least 30 people died, she writes, amid waves of riots that widely used Floyd's death as the pretext. The Floyd's riots have caused the most high dollar damage in U.S. history, an estimated $2 billion. The rioters' violence against police and elected officials' willful endorsement of the rioters and failure to back law and order in response helped cause a historic surge in homicides. Is measured across 34 sampled cities, homicides surged 30% in 2020, causing an additional 1,200 dead, and that's just 34 cities. Let's go to the phones to Kathy. Kathy, good morning, and your thoughts today. Welcome. Can you get a fair trial?
No, absolutely not. And first of all, I didn't know that it was legal to dox jurors. And the appeal is going to be easy. The jurors were threatened. Their families were threatened. Even by a congresswoman. And I think he was guilty of something. I think he was guilty of manslaughter. Because when he started saying he couldn't breathe, he needed to get him under control and call the aid car. Period. But,
yeah, no, I agree. He's absolutely guilty of something. I mean, the police chief saying that is not what his training, what trained him to do, what he did. And that was very damaging. And I agree. But here's the question for you, Kathy. When it comes to the sentencing that's going to happen in 2 months from now, what do you think the pressure on this judge is going to be? Is he going to bow to pressure?
This judge is the one that said, well, Maxine Waters just gave you guys a reason for to overturn this verdict or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he did say that. But I think by virtue of the fact that he refused to sequester the jury and that they were exposed to all the media and, you know, the National Guard being called out, and they're fully aware that all these businesses were boarded up. I think that in and of itself also is an appealable opportunity for the Chauvin defense team. In fact, Fred just sent me a text. Thanks for Alan Dershowitz last night talking about on a conviction reversal. I think you're right. I think he's guilty of something, but I don't think there's any way in the world anymore anybody can get a fair trial. You get the last word, 15 seconds.
I heard somebody say, one of the revelers last night say, we're in control of everything now. It just kind of made my blood run cold.
That, Kathy, was the statement of the year. You're right. Thank you, Kathy. 6:30, back in a moment. Can you get a fair trial at all anymore?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Folks, can you get a fair trial? Especially if you're in a highly visible case. Can you get a fair trial by jury? Is it possible? The Derek Chauvin case, I think, is a prime example of the fact that it is impossible to get a fair trial. Everybody was aligned against it. Now, look, I know that there's the awful video of him doing something he shouldn't have done with George Floyd. I get that. But there is no way this man got a fair trial, given everything that was arrayed against him, from the news media to the leftists burning down cities, rioting for months on end. There's no way that if put yourself in the place of a juror, what would you do? Seriously, have to go put your entire family into a witness protection program? What? It's not how this is supposed to work. Is that Power Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, we're going to go to Glenn. I want to remind you that Mr. Transmission Mile X is a new advertiser. That's Wilsonville Auto Repair. They're just up the freeway a little bit. They have a lot more than just services to offer about your transmission. Now, that's what they specialize in. That's right. In fact, on their website, Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com, MileX, the X mark, .com, MrTMileX, Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com, they've got a $200 off transmission repair certificate. You can redeem that. But I think you ought to just seriously look at who they are and all the services they can offer you. Go to their website, check it out. In fact, just read the very satisfied comments of happy customers. Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. Walt writes an email. Wanted to remind you about the Liberty First class this evening at the River Church starting at 7 o'clock. Now, some of you are meeting earlier at 6 with Stacey Ann, you know, from Good Morning Salem here, to discuss how to effectively communicate with government officials. Walt writes, last week, we're honored to have many of our listeners join us. Their presence only enhanced the environment. Our friend from Polk County, Ron, really brought the fire when he spoke during the open discussion. Period. And I will forward your information, Walt, on to Art to help with the Peter Courtney recall. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. How are you? And what do you think? Can you get a fair trial today?
Jeff, it's the courthouse of casino payouts. I've been a foreman of many a trial. And the criminals are repeating the crime and repeating the crime and repeating the crime. They can go through, and all they need to do is repeat the crime and be let out and repeat it. And once they hit the jackpot, an officer does something incorrect in a procedure, they then get the payout. So there's no win for the people who are paying the taxes or the courts at all. The crime does pay. And I knew that once they had 10 hours and they came out, being a foreman many times, that they never did go back to the judge and ask for interpretation of the law. They never went for more details at all. They already knew what they were going to do, because it takes a lot of time to even go back to the courtroom as a group and get interpretations of the law. They didn't do it once. Otherwise, it would have took longer than 10 hours. So, because they don't bring up the criminal past of the criminals, they can just keep repeating it until they hit the payout. When some officer or something goes wrong, then they can say, you did this wrong, now you're guilty. So then the court system and the police department become the criminal agitators, and then the payout.
So it sounds to me like you think the entire system is corrupt.
It's been corrupt since Rodney King. It's been corrupt since that day. I mean, I saw it with my own eyes and saw them marching down the streets in L.A. I know that John MacArthur, when they were in Panorama City protesting up at the mall, he said it looks like a big circus. They're just going into the stores and taking what they want. It's a big party. It was a big party back then.
And so nothing has changed. I mean, the same thing is happening today as rioters, and they feel completely justified in destroying private property, and nobody's holding them accountable. So at the same time, though, it sounds to me like politicians like Maxine Waters and others should be held accountable. And of course, yesterday, Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, U.S. House of Representatives, introduced the censure motion, and it was tabled by a party line vote. So much for holding people accountable. And Maxine Waters is an institution, because you know what happened during the Rodney King, or the aftermath of the Rodney King riots down? She managed to get in a spending bill a $100 check to every one of her constituents. So the reward, yeah, Glenn, was, hey, you go riot, beat people up, and you get money from the government. Why would we ever think it would change?
This isn't going to go a whole lot longer because we can't afford this. All the payouts are debt. They're all IOUs. I don't know how long we can ride this pony. This is coming to a close as far as how America is going to be able to stand, pay its bills, and run the system it has that is so contemptible. It's truly contemptible.
It is. I mean, it is dead.
It just hasn't found it out yet, but it's already dead. It just hasn't been revealed yet.
So is it savable in your view?
No, absolutely not. There's no way. It would have to go all the way backward through some sort of a remake and then come back with all the corrections to fix what was busted. The time is not there to do that. The world's got too big of weapons. All the bankers, the central bankers, are printing ink on paper. And look at what happened in China the day before yesterday. Even their ink on paper isn't worth anything. And now if you buy debt, you get less than you gave them when it matures.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate your thoughts on it. 503-589-1220. In a moment, we're going to go to Rich. Got an email from Dwight. Said, after the George Floyd victory today, the radical left will continue their threats of riots, violence, and intimidation against juries because it works. If you were on the jury and subtle threats of burning down your house were implicit, which, by the way, happened, would it change your decision on your verdict in the trial? Watch for this trend of orchestrated blackmail to continue. Call it Maxine Waters' victory. Well said, Dwight. Rich, good morning. What do you say today?
Well, I say since the communists are in charge, nothing's going to change. The bullies are here. Kate Brown's a bully. The OSHA's a bully. They're bullying you into stuff that is not sensical, like everyone has to wear a mask on a baseball diamond out in the middle of the air with the wind blowing. The silent majority has been too silent too long, and here we are.
Yeah, you're right. So are we intimidated so that we no longer stand up and become the not-so-silent majority?
I believe so, yeah. You can't get enough people together to do anything.
Everybody's afraid.
Yep.
Well, we'll see, because I understand that on May 1st, you know, the commies are going to be at the state capitol. I guess later in the day, down at the riverfront, there's going to be a Second Amendment rally. So we'll see what happens there, right?
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting. The biggest thing I see is going to happen right now is that this is going to be the big May Day parade to sell, or big May Day say that here we've got the United States, we took it over. So now I don't know if Kate Brown will open up for that presentation, or she'll just stay silent as a Marxist will and wait till the end of the session, and then magically we'll open up.
My guess is it's the end of the session, and magically the last couple of days they'll open up and they'll say, hey, you know, it got better. By the way, did you see that the House got closed down again because of somebody on the floor who was identified with COVID?
Well, you know, depending upon how you do the test, everybody in the building's got the COVID because they were within a couple hundred feet of somebody in a
closed
environment.
That's right.
And then if you go by the latest numbers right here, by OHA's own numbers, total tested versus deaths, we're still hanging at 0.05% and the 0.005%.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Rich, thanks. Well said. 648 got a great screenshot from Jimmy by email about getting a fair trial. I'll read it when we come back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, so can you get a fair trial today at all? 503-589-1220, especially if it's a highly visible trial. Can you get a fair trial? 503-589-1220 is the Power Big GMC talk line. Got an email from Jimmy, and it's a screenshot of a Gab conversation from whoever's first words. And it says, if you think Chauvin got a fair trial, then you probably also believe Biden won the election and that the Capitol protest was an insurrection. Well said. Yep, if you believe it. So the folks over at Pro Bioscience really do make the best CBD there is. And I use it. I use it exclusively because I have great faith and I know what I'm getting. I'm getting everything that they say is in it on the label, by the way. And some CBD companies are not so good about that. In fact, some have been shut down because they're not including what's in the label. In fact, some of them are using isolate coming from China. And we know that China never puts things like lead in anything, right? So be very confident that if you want to use a natural way of making your body feel better, sleeping better like I do, or just taking away the pain with that great pain stick, or how about some of their other really great products? If you want to do that, well, then I want to encourage you to buy products from Pro Bioscience. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. If you buy any of their great products online, just go ahead and use the discount code online for the month of April. Use the word showers and you'll get 15% off. Also, if you just want to go down and buy it off the shelf, you can go to the Tobacco Pouch on Edgewater in Salem, or you can go to Liquivana Vape Shops. There's two of them, one in Silverton on Oak Street and the other one in Malala and Malala Avenue. Pro-bioscience.com. So one of the things that I find interesting about this idea of not being able to get a fair trial is that we are guaranteed a fair trial in our Constitution. Now, at some point here, not just the actions of this judge in this particular case, but all of the other media that's occurred has to come into play in terms of not just getting verdicts reversed, but something even more important. And that is the undoing of Sullivan versus the New York Times. That's that landmark ruling that basically said, the media, the so-called media, can say anything they want about you and you can sue and it doesn't matter because they have a First Amendment right to say it. But what if that conflicts against your right to a fair trial? I think this is going to be an interesting potential outcome of all of this. The story today, and again, I'll have this up along with the Oregon gun storage bill and the videos of the Portland rioter assaulting the cop last night because he was celebrating in a mostly peaceful protest. The victory, the Maxine Waters victory, the Joe Biden praying for a victory, a conviction victory. Celebrating all of that. So he goes and assaults a cop. I'm telling you, folks, the worm has turned. I don't, you know, maybe Glenn's right about this, that this really started a long time ago with the Rodney King verdict. As long as we have a news media that is leftist in its nature and is willing to treat different people of different political philosophies different. I don't think we can get a fair trial because you're going to be tried and already convicted in the press. Yet they'll let other people like Maxine Waters skate. I'll guarantee you that a lot of Americans that watch CNN have no clue what Maxine Waters said. And now, of course, she's backtracking it. If you go to Breitbart, there's a ton of stuff about that. The worm has turned, I'm telling you. Now, what's the push back to it? Well, again, this show is about you changing your world and doing that by making the point that even though we're guaranteed a fair trial, people aren't getting a fair trial. What? Put yourself in the shoes of someone needing a fair trial. But because of a leftist press and groups that intimidate, like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, that are intimidating the politicians and the chiefs of police and the cops and the governor, you can't get a fair trial. Put yourself in the place of someone needing a fair trial. Wouldn't you want it? If you were truly innocent, but the news media says you're guilty, and people online say you're guilty, and people are protesting, and you're getting death threats, wouldn't you want a fair trial? Wouldn't you want a judge to sequester a jury and not be influenced by all these stories of National Guard being deployed in preparation to riots if the jury verdict wasn't conviction? How could you not fall prey to that as a juror? Well, what if you're the defendant? I'm telling you, friends, if you discuss this with anybody in your circle of influence, that would be a way of opening that door for that conversation, thoughtful conversation. Is it possible to have a fair trial today at all? What is possible is for you to hire a contractor like Eric Azar at Righteous Renovation so that you can trust that contractor. You may not be able to trust the news media, but you can trust Eric Azar and his team at RighteousRenovations.com. You can trust them to do a really good job and do it the way you want it done. Don't take my word for it again. Go to his website, RighteousRenovations.com, and check out the great before and after pictures of some of their incredible kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, and other stuff that they've done. But even more importantly, the testimonials of satisfied customers. RighteousRenovations.com. So, friends, we cannot be intimidated into silence. The National Day of Prayer is coming up on May 6th at the Capitol Mall in Salem. It's going to happen all over the country. I'm going to be there. It's from 7 in the evening till 8:30. I was asked to help pray for the military, and I'm going to do that. Because even though Biden is trying to remake the military in the leftist image, it is, along with our churches and our local counties and our county sheriffs, our last line of defense for our people. Be encouraged. Stay active. Keep praying. See you tomorrow, friends.